spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A 29-year-old guy in Switzerland recently decided to hang a Jack Daniels flag outside of his house.
I didn't even know they made those.
I think I might have seen like a Bud Light flag before, like promotional, like swag stuff. But like he probably got it at like a local like bar or pub or something, I assume. But yeah, you're right. You don't see those all the time.
No.
Just flying as high as you can see. Yeah, but he hung it outside his house. Apparently, he just loves it that much. But he got a threatening letter from his neighbor because they saw the black flag with white lettering, and the neighbor confused it with an ISIS flag. Here's my thing. Well, I don't know if you actually want to Google ISIS flag, but you've probably seen it. But
yeah,
they're black and white. Yeah, I'll give you that. But they are not similar at all. One clearly says Jack Daniels, and then one says something else. You're like, huh?
What does it say?
What does it say? I don't know. ISIS? I don't know. I know that's just what it represents.
Maybe it says Tennessee whiskey.
Do you think it is?
Do you think
the whole time we actually like have a lot in common with them? We all just like to drink some Jack Daniels and we never knew it.
Who knew?
What if the world could be fixed with a little bit of Jack Daniels? Wouldn't that be nice? I don't think that's the case, though.
The flag says Muhammad is the messenger of Allah.
Okay, that does not. What does the U.S. version translate into?
Muhammad is the messenger of God.
Now let's talk about the Jack Daniels. Like, let's get drunk.
Yeah.
What's the Jack Daniels flags?
Different.
They told him he better take it down or they'd be watching him. Well, he called the cops, but they said there's nothing really they can do about those kind of threats. And the guy says he's going to keep flying that flag high because taking it down, quote, would prove them right.
Oh, my gosh.
I love neighborly disputes, so I'm sure we'll have an update on that ISIS Jack Daniels flag soon. 67-year-old Jose was hanging out with his 12-year-old grandson. This happened on Tuesday, and they got some donuts for breakfast. That sounds great. And Jose, he wanted one, but when he asked his grandson to get one for him, the kid said, no, I'm not going to get you a donut. No.
They're all for him.
Little punk. But when he asked his grandson to do that, he said no, and apparently he was just being a little brat. So Jose lost it. He went insane. He grabbed a knife and ended up stabbing the kid in the arm.
How old is this kid? Like
12?
A child?
12.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I think if you're 12, you're an adult kind of, like you're getting there. Like I think the kid kind of had it coming. I
mean, what?
You got to respect your elder. This guy's almost 70.
I mean, yeah, that kid was being the worst, but still.
He asked you for a donut. Alex, I'm telling you right now, when it's Grandpa Joe, if Grandpa Joe asks for a donut, kind enough to go get you a dozen from Long's or wherever, you can't give me one damn donut? I'm not going to, like, kill you, but I'm going to do something.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be mad, but stabbing a 12-year-old, it's a little much.
Let me change the story real quick. 67-year-old Jose was hanging out with his 12-year-old grandson on Tuesday. He bought some chicken nuggets and asked his grandson to give him one. Yeah, exactly. You'd be stabbing right there. He ended up running to the neighbor's house because he got stabbed, called the cops, and luckily he'll be okay. Jose told the police, look, I'm sorry for what I did, but that grandson, you know, was being disrespectful, and I snapped. He's facing charges for first-degree domestic assault and armed criminal action. Like I said, one day we'll hear a story about Alex, like as a parent, she's like, my daughter took my chicken nugget, and I'm not cool with that.
Oh, boy.
And your final Dummy of the Day story today on the Joe and Alex Show. It's a 31-year-old woman named Candace and her 31-year-old boyfriend. They saw Hurricane Irma as an opportunity last month. I hate these kind of people. After most people evacuated, they stayed, and they broke into rich houses in Florida and stole everything they could.
Terrible.
Bikes, jewelry, workout equipment, and more. There's just one thing, though, that Candace forgot to take. When, like, they left the scene of the crime?
Cameras?
Her purse.
Oh.
This dummy brought her purse and left it. So when the guy who lives in the house got back, obviously it was destroyed, and he found all the stuff was missing, and it didn't randomly just blow away all the expensive stuff and keep the cheap stuff behind. So they contacted police and said, hey, here's this lady's purse with her ID. Turn it over to the cops.
Why'd she even bring it? Like, why do you need your purse during a robbery? Like, are you going to, like, reapply your lipstick
Alex,
while you're there?
You need your purse during robberies, right?
I mean, yeah, I would, but
everybody
else.
Yeah, come on now. Well, anyways, this is where it gets really crazy. They're arrested now. They're in jail, and they are going to be charged with burglary of an unoccupied dwelling during a state of emergency, which is a second-degree felony and could get them up to 15 years in jail.
Wow.
I say do it. You got to make examples out of people.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad enough you're losing your home.
I cannot stand looters during national disasters.
Yeah, I'm all about Hooters during national disasters. You know what I mean? That makes everybody happy. Those right there are your dummies of the day. Thank you for the laugh, by the way. I needed something. Sometimes I get them, sometimes I don't. So live the web girl today. You are my hero.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Las Vegas Strip mass murderer Stephen Paddock used his Mandalay Bay hotel room to spray massive aviation fuel tanks with bullets Sunday night. According to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the bullets left holes but did not penetrate the two circular white tanks, sparing the nearby Route 91 Harvest Country Music Festival with a potentially massive explosion. Sheriff Joseph Lombardo says there is evidence that Stephen Paddock planned to escape after the shooting. So he was asked, do you see any evidence that he planned to survive this or escape? Sheriff said, yes. Can you tell us what that is? Sheriff said, I can't tell you. So, but there is evidence that he was planning on living.
It gets so interesting about like just how, I don't know, like it just doesn't fit the profile and all these possible things. And I hate conspiracy theories, but it is interesting to hear, like, we want answers of why this happened.
Mary Lou Danley, the girlfriend of the Las Vegas shooter, broke her silence through her attorney with a statement to the press. She said that she loved him, but had no warning that something horrible was going to happen.
I knew Stephen Paddock as a kind, caring, quiet man. I loved him and hoped for a quiet future together with him. He never said anything to me or took any action that I was aware of that I understood in any way to be a warning that something horrible like this was going to happen.
Joey Fatone spoke about a possible NSYNC reunion at the Super Bowl.
We've done Super Bowl before. It's one of those things just like we did the MTV Awards. It's like, you know what, if something has to do it, then, you know, if it's right, we'd do it. If everybody can't do it, then we don't do it. It's pretty simple.
I don't believe that. I believe even Joey Fatone would go out by himself if he could get on TV. Like, I'm there. Hey, guys.
Gabrielle Union has found it difficult to get pregnant with her husband, NBA star Dwayne Wade. The 44-year-old actress has a new book coming out titled We're Gonna Need More Wine. In the book, she says, I've had 8 or 9 miscarriages. For 3 years, my body has been a prisoner of trying to get pregnant. I've either been about to go into an IVF cycle, in the middle of an IVF cycle, or coming out of an IVF cycle. Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton is being blasted on social media after a female reporter asked about the routes of his wide receivers and he laughed at her.
I know you take a lot of pride in seeing your receivers play well. Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like, it's funny.
Yeah, people are super upset about that.
Yeah, not really. I like Cam Newton. I think he's a stand-up guy, but I don't get where he's coming from with that one.
That would have really aggravated me.
Sorry about that, my bad. Let me hit this button.
Fox's hit animated comedy Bob's Burgers is headed to the big screen for the first time. 20th Century Fox announced yesterday that the popular show's animated feature film is set to be released on July 17th of 2020. And Taylor Swift revealed that she idolized Tom Petty. She said, to me, Tom Petty represented a kind of songwriting that I idolized, complex simplicity. It said so much in the lyrics, the concepts, the stories, the message, the nuances, but always brought you back to a hook that got stuck in everyone's head. He motivated thousands of guitarists to learn to play just because they wanted to be able to play Free Fallin', Count Me as one of them. And Eminem's longtime producer, Mr. Porter, announced the rapper's new album is finished. Mr.
Yes!
Porter recently told fans, am I working on Eminem's new album? No, we're done. How about that? He didn't say when the album would be released or when a new single would be shared. That's the garbage.
I'm like you with Taylor Swift, Alex. Like, even if it sucks, I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever done with music.
I've been so disappointed for Eminem for years. I haven't liked anything he's come out with.
Well, I'm just looking forward to new music. I mean, that's one of my favorite people for sure. He's the reason I bleached the top of my head and then lost all my hair.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Shout out. What up, Em? I see you. Okay, guys, imagine that like something crazy, devastating happens. For example, like the hurricane that hit in Puerto Rico. They're talking no power. 4 to 6 months. Not four
Whoa.
To 6 days.
What?
4 to 6, but 4 to 6 months with no power and food. And they have stuff now dropped on the island. Like, the stuff's there, but the island is so messed up from the storm that you cannot even transport diesel or fuel or energy. I mean, it's just complete chaos.
They got to get those people out of there till it's fixed.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't have the answers for that. My point is, though, like, that is like end of the world stuff. Like, some people will die because of that happened. And I'm wondering what you guys would do in a situation. This is something you might need to get if like a zombie apocalypse happened or the world was ending. Costco just started selling an emergency food kit that has 6,200 servings of canned food. I know it's not your favorite, Alex, but just let me try to sell you on this one, including wheat, rice, milk, fruit, vegetables, granola, and meat. They say if it's for one person to have about 1,200 calories per day for a year. If you wanted to get stocked up, it cost about $1,000. Now, they have higher-level kits, but that's like your basic one for a grand. So it's about $275 a day if you break it down, and the food lasts 25 years.
Whoa, that's kind of cool. So, you know, I have never, I'm dead serious. This sounds so silly because it's a grocery store, but I have always wanted to go to Costco. And fun fact, because I've never been to one, I've always wanted to go there on a first date. I think it would be a fun first date to go
samples?
To Costco. Yeah, you walk around and get the samples together. It's just like a crazy, huge grocery store.
Guys,
I've always wanted to go.
Yeah, you were going up,
No, go ahead. Update that Bumble.
Say, you hear that, guys? The way to Alex's heart is through Costco.
I want to go so bad. So if you are a guy with a Costco membership, hit me up.
No kidding. That'd be hey, mom and dad, can I borrow the card tonight, please?
Seriously.
Sure, son. Here's our Costco. Costco card.
I don't know. Have you guys been there? I just think it looks fascinating.
I have not, but it's kind of like, if I got this right, it's kind of like the same idea like a Sam's Club. Like it's a membership that you buy into. You get deals and discounts.
Which Sam's Club is also fascinating to me. Because you know what it is? Because it's a dang club. Because not everybody can shop there. So that's why everybody wants to go. Because as soon as somebody says you can't come, then you want to go.
But anybody can
shop. It's like a secret society. I mean, they can, but you have to have the membership. You've got to pay for it. So the fact that you can't just walk in and start shopping, that's what makes me intrigued. Because as soon as someone tells me, like, you got to pay for it, you got to do this, I'm like, let me in.
But I've never been in there. Does that mean
You haven't?
I've never been inside of a Costco or a Sam's Club. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so I've been to a Sam's Club.
Everything there is just big. You know, whatever you want. You want a jar of peanut butter. It's like 5 pound jar of peanut butter, it's 10 like pound bucket of mayonnaise.
Exactly. They're like the size of a small child.
Yeah, and I've lived all over the country. I'm from LA. I lived in Portland. I lived in Philadelphia and New York, which is very snobby about their pizza. Everywhere you go, people will say, one of the best pizzas in the world is at Costco.
What?
You ever heard that?
No.
You gotta eat the pizza there.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, then what would you,
sounds like a Costco endorsement.
It does. I know. Hey, Costco.
Somebody let us broadcast live at Costco one morning.
We would rate all the food. So is there like a bouncer there at the door like, Costco card, please?
And then
tackle you if you don't have it to get in.
It's just like the club. Yeah, you gotta have your ID, your Costco ID.
Dang, okay. I mean, what would you guys do? You guys think you guys would actually survive like if something happened like that with that food? I feel like I would go like a week or two, then I eventually would die.
Dude, you know what I would?
I don't think I'd make it that long.
Freak out over if Target came up with a concept of there's a secret type of Target club that you go and you shop and they give you mimosas and they play like rap music, like all of the like soccer moms, like 35-year-olds and under, like in the millennials, we would be like, yes, we're going to the Target Club to shop. Like, would that not be the most litty thing?
Yeah, they should have like
ever?
a back part or an upstairs part. I totally sign up.
Would there be like a code word to get into that area?
Target.
Like, I'm here for with my Target card. Like, oh, Miss Alex over here, please.
Exactly.
Come back here.
Target. Make it happen.
All right. Well, I think you guys are gonna go like quarteries on this or something. Is that what it is? Where we split up into fours? Quartsies?
What?
I'm not going to because like I'd probably die because I'd be like, oh, this food's kind of old. It's kind of gross. I'm not going to eat it.
You guys have any hot readies or something like that? All right, cool. Good luck, everybody, surviving. I'm just trying to help you out here with this $1,000 Costco deal.
Coming up on the Joe and Alex Show.
Look at this. People are already calling in right now for this. I bet they are. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Jennifer.
Hey, what are you calling in for?
Well, I was just going to tell you guys that you can go into Sam's Club or Costco without a membership card. You just can't buy anything without the membership
card. Now, see, Jennifer, that makes me want to be a member because I can't get in.
Yeah, Jennifer, I think they let you slide on the pizza, though, right?
Yeah, you can eat all the food and stuff at the food court.
All right. Well, then does anybody listening to the Joe and Alex Show work or manage a Costco? Because I want to come by and get some pizza after the show today before our meeting. I'm down with that. Hey, Jennifer, thank you for calling in. I thought Jennifer was calling in to try to win those family four-pack of tickets to the Children's Museum.
No, somebody else on hold might be, or maybe they want to tell us they work at Costco.
All right, I'll randomly pick this
one
up.
Where is one in Indy?
Google. Go to the G-O-O-G-L-E. Good morning.
You almost spelled it wrong.
I know, that would have been embarrassing. Hey, who's this?
This is Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Mike? Do you work at Costco?
No, I don't, but my dad is a member of Sam's Club. It's basically the same thing. I agree with Alex. It's so much. It's like it's an experience, you know.
Greenwood, Zionsville, and Carmel. It looks like those are the Costcos.
Can we borrow his card?
Those are far.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, drop it off at the station. The address is on the website. No, thanks, buddy, for calling in.
We need to take a field trip to Zionsville, I guess.
All right, we'll do that, Alex. We'll go there together. I promise you, one day. We'll do that maybe when we celebrate our one-year anniversary. That's coming up soon.
Take me there for my birthday.
When is it?
February.
Okay, we'll do it in February. Yeah, don't worry. Got plenty of time to get a car by then. Alex and I disagree a lot, but when it's time for the Joe and Alex and music battle, she's dead to me. Let's do this. No, for real, though. This is cool. A chance right now to win a family four-pack of tickets to the Children's Museum. You got passes. You can check out all 12 permanent exhibits, including Take Me There. That's China. Playscape. All Abroad. Aboard. Power of Children's Fireworks of Glass. Carousel. So many cool things that we want to give you. But we got to get you on the line this morning at 317-239-1009. Let's go to line number three. That is Mike. Mike's on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Alex?
Obviously, Team Alex.
Okay, cool.
Obviously, right, cool. He said.
why is that an obvious thing?
Because she's got a great personality.
Oh, I love you.
Okay, cool. I didn't know. I just wanted to check. And then, other person, make sure you turn down that noise in the background, Mike. It sounds like you got like a fire truck going by.
I'll tell him to stop. Yeah.
Okay. I thought maybe it was a fire truck. I didn't know.
Yeah, could you quiet that ambulance back there?
Oh, guys.
Yeah,
right. Wait, do we lose Mike? Dang.
No, I'm here.
I think we lost Mike. No, I'm kidding.
No, Mike's here.
Joe's just being a jerk.
I'm not a jerk. Allison, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hi.
Hey, how are you this morning?
I'm okay.
Well, that's it. You should be in a better mood than that. Hopefully, you're going to be great after you win with Team Joe.
I've gotten two kids ready and been up since like 5:45.
Yeah. You're okay. Then you're doing good. You're doing okay.
Yeah. Both of you guys have kids, right? Because this is for kids. These passes, they're not the adult Children's Museum thing.
They're for my nieces and nephews.
All right. Good.
Allison, you going to let them take them away from your kids like that?
You know, that's the way we got to win.
Exactly. All right, cool. All right, the way this works, our names are our buzzers. We have to give both the title and the main artist for 1 point each. We can guess the theme of all songs for 3 points at any time, and we can go to our lifeline, which is Allison for me and Mike for Alex, one time. Am I missing anything else there, producer MYK? Is that pretty good?
No, you're good. Did you say you could guess the theme for 3 points?
I did.
Yeah.
All right, then with no further delay... Good luck, Alex, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into it this morning. We will go to song number one for the Joe and Alex Show music battle. Come on now. Joe. Dirty Pop, that is NSYNC.
1 point for the artist.
Alex, the song title is just Pop.
1 point for Alex. Remember, exact song title, exact artist.
Oh, but they do say Dirty Pop. That's why I got it. Don't they say like dirty pop? All right, cool. I don't feel that bad. Good job, everybody.
Does that song feature Hanson or?
Oh, I wish, dude. Hanson's amazing.
Dirty bop.
Bop and dirty. Song number two.
Put them down until you need them on their lifelines.
I know. Right, I wanted to have them in the background cheering, but some of us can't keep our radios down and listen on the phone when we're playing. Sorry. Song number two. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Alex.
That
is, oh my God, totally.
It's Fall Out Boy Dance Dance.
2 points for Alex.
Dang it.
I hate this kind of music.
Dance, dance. Why do you hate it? Why do you not like it?
I'm just not into like pop rock. Like, remember when it was a thing for like Panic at the Disco and Boys Like Girls?
My Chemical Romance?
Hated
oh my gosh.
It. Hated this stuff.
You're a little scene girl.
Yeah, I thought you were like black emo stuff.
I was a poser. Come on. I'm as girly as it gets. I tried. I went to mosh pits and everything. That was a
phase. Can you guys stop bumping into me? This really hurts.
Exactly. I got some guy's blood on my Forever 21 shirt. I was like 15. I was like, ew, I'm never doing this again.
All right, song number three. I'm just visualizing that.
Side note, I went to one of those shows. Okay, maybe the show was a little bit different. And the guy was performing on the stage. And, you know, there's like 20,000 people, or like maybe 15, 20 people, like crammed at the front. Like, yeah, woo! Rock. And so none of us expected this. He grabbed what was a knife or some sort of sharp object, grabbed it and sliced his forehead
get
across.
Oh,
and he started flinging his blood towards the crowd. And you know me, I lost my mind.
Were you like, did you like open your mouth? You're like, eh.
He gave the performance of a lifetime to about 15, 30 people.
Where was that? New York?
No, that was in LA.
Oh my God, that's insane. I love it.
Wow. Okay. Have not been to a show like that in a while.
Taylor Swift, what you doing?
Look what you made me do! Look what you made me do!
Oh, that's on the new one, yeah. Taylor Swift, you hear that?
Reputation World Tour!
Song number three. We're song number three right now on the Joe and Alex Show Music Battle.
Alex!
Alex.
Britney Spears Circus.
2 points for Alex and Mike.
That's a queen right there. Why you have to write stuff down?
Because I'm trying to remember what the songs are.
Producer of YK does that.
No. So, like, if I want to guess the theme so I could try to remember
yeah,
that.
That's cheating. Notes. I use my brain power. I don't write anything down.
And here's what we'll do. I'll continue on if you want me not to do it the rest of the show today.
I don't care. Whatever.
Next week, I want you to hit all these buttons. It's like my brain. Alex, I froze the Fall Out Boy, and I love them. It just, your brain freezes, okay. And it's like the sure. mouth stops running. It's
blame
like
blame it on the board. How about your skills there, Joe Pesh?
You know what, Alex? That could be part of the problem. All right, going after three songs now, producer MYK, how close is the game?
The score is Alex and Mike, 5 points. Joe and Allison, 1 point.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a close one. Okay, I got this. Here we go. Have no fear, Allison. Song number four is...
Get back to the museum.
Alex.
Alex.
It's Kesha, but I don't know what the song is. Oh, wait, yes, I do. Can I guess? Dinosaur.
Time ran out.
Dang it.
Joe.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say it's a dinosaur.
You have no idea.
You shouldn't have asked. You should have just yelled it out.
I'm
That's
sorry.
What it went down. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this song. Is this new?
No, it's old.
Like a dinosaur.
That's what you are. You're a dinosaur. All right. Here we go.
Oh, can I guess the theme?
Oh, dang it.
Sure. Go ahead.
These are all like exhibits and things that you can do when you're at the Children's Museum. You can dance. You can see the dinosaurs. You can do the circus exhibit.
3 points for Alex and Mike. Alex and Mike win.
You got to be Team Alex, obviously, right, Mike?
I picked a good one. I told you.
As Alex Sorry, said, pop, American pop is at the Children's Museum. It's the pop culture exhibit of TV, film, music, and more. Dance, a multi-generational dance exhibit. Circus turns you into the star of the Big Top. The Dinosphere transports you to the land of dinosaurs 65 million years ago. And Dow Agrosciences, I can't even pronounce it. I'm turning into Joe here. Science Works, which feeds the curiosity of the next generation of young scientific explorers.
What was that one for?
Play it, Joe.
All
number
right.
five.
Number five. Here's your number five.
Okay.
Oh, I could have got it on this one. But hold on. I know it's blinding me with science, but...
But I can't think of the artist.
I can't think of who does this one.
Who is it?
Do you know Mike?
I've never heard this song in my life.
Are you serious?
Are you kidding me?
No.
She blinded me with science. All right,
you don't know it?
That's
sorry.
Pretty good, Alex.
No,
do it again.
I'm sorry.
Mike, your passes, your Wait, passes have been revoked.
No, how old are you, Mike?
I'm 23.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know.
Mike, you got the kids? I mean, wait, do you have kids, Mike?
He said nieces
it's
and nephews.
It's my niece and nephew.
Are you single?
Yes, I am.
Alex?
No, stop. I don't want to be set up with anybody. I've had enough of this crap.
Mike, do you have a Costco membership?
No, but I really like Black Roses. So.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Mike isn't the secret admirer.
All right. Well, Mike, hang on the line. It took a dark turn right there. Congratulations to Mike Allison. I'm sorry I sucked and I let your kids down. You're having a rough day and I just made it worse. So I understand if you don't listen to the show ever again or at least for another day or so. Wow, that was tough. All right. This has been quite the week here on the Joe and Alex Show. We started out on Monday with 10 roses dropped off. 9 were red. 1 was covered black. So it was a red rose, but like dipped in black.
Right.
And it had a note on there. And the note pretty much was saying that like roses are red as the sky is blue, something, something.
But in this case, I left you a clue with a K. And we have been trying all week to figure out who this was. And in the middle of trying to figure out who it was, a weird Alex's Secret Admirer Twitter account was made, tweeting me weird things, tweeting our listeners weird things, giving additional clues. It was all very strange and started to feel a little bit obsessive.
And then yesterday, we reached a peak. This is after we were wrapping up the show. Then after we left yesterday, we were contacted. Because in radio and TV, male or female, but usually females, you can have people that become obsessed with you. You can have people that stalk you, threaten you, harass you. And that is the case that we were dealing with here on the Joe and Alex show. We had somebody, which we believe was a man, that was going after Alex. They were they created a Twitter account, as she mentioned, and all these clues, and it started affecting our security. We had to actually hire security for our building to escort Alex in and out of the building the past 2 days, because we don't know if this is a joke or if it's real. And we're not going to wait and find out that it's real and have something happen.
Yeah.
So we had to do that. We had to change the way we did stuff here. We also had to take precautions, which our company does. I'm glad our company cares about their employees and their safety. They did building maintenance and security. Then they went up and we contacted the IMPD. And we said, hey, where do we go with here? What's our next step? Well, this was being discussed in a meeting with some of our bosses here in the building. And somebody else was in that room. That person heard about that. And that person actually was the person, Alex.
What?
That sent you these flowers. Apparently, and we're going to find out in a second, we're going to confront this
person. Somebody that works here?
Somebody that works here is the person that's been doing this to you. I didn't know this. Producer NYK didn't know this.
And they didn't admit it until they knew that the police were getting involved?
They didn't say anything until they found out that we were having law enforcement involved with this. So this is a situation that I just want you to know, we didn't know about this either, but we do know who did it. I found out the person's name yesterday.
You know?
Yeah, I came back to work yesterday. I got called back into a meeting because it's a serious thing. So I now know who did this and who is involved with this. And as a matter of fact, they're here. Producer MYK,
what?
I would like you to bring this person in if you could.
Okay.
I think we confront him right here on the air.
On the air?
Yep, and we're live.
I don't like confrontation.
And we're live on Facebook right now, Radio Now 100.9. But he's going to grab the person.
Oh my gosh, Joe. I feel like I don't even want to look.
Let me talk. You don't have to look.
I'm so nervous. Like, my stomach hurts.
But if you want to say something, because all the stuff you've been through, I think you should totally be able to. Come on in. Go ahead and step up to that mic right over there.
Travis?
Hey, Alex, what's up?
All right, joining us now here on the Joe and Alex show.
You have been doing this?
Yeah, you know, it was a prank.
Alex, hang on just 1 second, okay?
Oh my God, Travis.
Travis, briefly explain, because I don't think you realize what's been going on this past week, all the fear you've caused and all the stuff, but
yeah.
Explain to us, what exactly was this all about? You sent flowers on Monday with a note and a cryptic message. What was this all about? What was your prank?
Okay, so my baby sister was just born. Her name is Kiara Rose, and Kiara is Irish for black, so that's why there was a black rose, and I have 10 siblings, or I mean 9 siblings.
Okay,
and the clue with the K, that's Kiara spelled with a K. So it was all in good fun. I didn't mean for it to blow out of hand like it did. I thought you'd find it amusing, but obviously not, so I'm sorry.
Oh,
very sorry.
Oh my gosh, Travis, I just don't understand. I don't understand. It's like you just don't think about things. I don't know. Like, if all you had done was sent me a bouquet of roses, and then, you know, they were normal roses, and then it was found out, like, it was you, like, haha, funny, whatever, and then I'm like, who sent me these roses? I get it. But the notes and the Twitter and all of this is super weird.
Well, the Twitter was actually to cover up because the flower shop was going to give me up. They were going to tell you, like, who bought the flowers because they didn't like the publicity, the way they were being portrayed.
Well, they weren't being portrayed.
They were
bad.
Fine.
Oh, no. Shadeland flowers, great. I really
like
them.
I'll tell you
this for a creepy thing. You have really good selection in flowers because Shadeland flowers or floral is good. Like, let me give you a shout out right now. I'll tell them. Did you get
There's
this?
There's nothing wrong with the flower shop. You're the weirdo.
Did you get this for free, by the way? Did you say you'd mention this?
I paid for them. So.
No, but do you...
Why would you spend, Travis, over $65 on flowers to prank me? It just doesn't make any sense.
I mean, you know, it was just, I thought it was a fun idea, and I had $60 to blow, so.
Travis, here's the thing. I think you meant well by, like, pranking.
Yeah, totally.
I get where you're going, but this is nothing to joke around with as far as, I don't think Alex has even told you how scared she's been and all the precautions she's been having. She's been having people check in on her every night at her house.
Literally,
and
Travis,
her friends coming over,
her family.
I have
been looking out my window of my apartment worried that somebody was going to, like, come get me. Like, it makes me scared because not just that it was just a bouquet of roses that said it's from your sacred admirer. That stuff is sweet, whatever. That wouldn't freak me out. It's everything else involved that you did with the weird Twitter and the notes and the black rose. All of that looked scary to me because I'm not talking to anyone. I'm not dating anyone. So, like, I automatically know it's from somebody that I don't know, or I think it's from someone I don't know.
Right.
And you have to understand how serious this is because, especially with me, I'm, like, saying this is legitimately something that's scaring me, and we have people on our freaking Facebook page that are saying I'm making this up for attention.
Even right now, as Alex is talking, I'm reading, like, Hyda Barker here is, like, uncompassionate. She's like, I knew this was fake, and Alex was being dramatic.
Yeah.
It's like, and it's,
no, it's not
freaking
fake at all.
Fake.
Nobody knew about it.
I genuinely had no idea who it was from. None of us had any idea. It wasn't until they told you in management, came down, and in front of you, they didn't even know that you were involved, said, we're getting the police involved, that you even said anything. So if they wouldn't have even said that the IMPD is getting involved, you would have just kept going. What, for how long? How long were you planning this?
It was going to go for a month.
A month long of this, I would have literally pulled my hair out. I probably wouldn't have even been able to make it into work. I would have been on such high anxiety and so terrified, Travis. I just don't understand on what planet you would ever think that this would be funny as a prank. And it really does, it ticks me off because there are real women that really have been stalked or raped or whatever. And anytime that they say that a man makes them uncomfortable, people say that they're lying or making it up for attention. Just like whoever this a-hole is on Facebook right now. Like, those are the type of people that no matter what, no matter how much I say this really scared me, or I really genuinely believe that I could have been being stalked, like, they're not going to believe me now because of this crap that you pulled.
And I feel bad for Alex, too. Like, I thought that this was obviously a joke. I didn't think it was somebody really coming after you. Like, it does happen, though. It has happened to people we all know, and I just thought this was maybe a joke or a prank, but then I was like, wait a minute. Buster didn't do this? Because Buster's very smart. He does afternoons here on radio now. And you're his producer, Travis. I thought maybe that was it. I never suspected Travis. First of all, where are you getting $65 for flowers? I automatically ruled you out from the bottom.
Like, yeah.
I've had some extra gigs lately.
Okay. Yeah. But it's just, do you understand right now that it's not necessarily something that's to joke around about? And maybe you didn't realize at the beginning, but you're harassing women, and I don't think that was your intention.
No, not at all.
But you can't, though. I mean, Alex, it really has been stressing her out, like messing her up, and you can't do that with women. That's not a funny thing to joke about.
Not at all. And the thing is, honestly, the Twitter account and the phone call were to do the opposite of what they did.
Yeah, wait, who was the phone call? Because that was not your voice, so who
No,
the
that
was
that? My friend. So Malachi is a Hebrew name. It has two meanings. It means angel and also means messenger. So he was the messenger, if that makes sense.
Okay, I don't know.
All right, so he called in because I thought if you heard a voice that wasn't creepy, like, you would not think it was creepy.
All right, Travis, we're going to have to think about something right here, Alex, because I think that
some sort of punishment needs to go down.
Something along that lines. I think that you have to atone for what you've done. Just give us a few minutes here.
I mean, you're in trouble with work as it is, but from me, I need to. I mean, I don't know. Something needs to happen.
Wow. All right. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now 100.9. And we're going to get to your calls in 1 second. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. And I believe we're live too again. Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. We're dealing with the creepy flowers that Alex got on Monday. Started out with 9 red roses, 1 black. And now here we are today. We just confronted on the air Alex's harasser, her stalker, whoever it might have been. We know who it is. It's Travis, who actually is the producer with Buster in the afternoon. And let me clarify something. I get when you think things are fake or made up. This is not fake. This is not made up. this really happened. We got our local management building involved. We got the INPD involved with
this. There was a huge meeting of them telling us to stop talking about it on the air, because if this person was real and they were going to come after me, whatever, they were feeding off the attention, so we needed to just stop talking about it. And right when that happened, and they said, and we're getting the police involved or whatever, literally in that same conversation, it was held in front of a bunch of people, Travis being one of them, and as soon as they said, we're getting the police and all of these things that we're talking to right now, that's when Travis said, well, it was me. So that's why we're giving you the closure. Otherwise, we were about to completely stop talking about it because, yeah, we thought it could be a real stalker out there that was going to come after
us. And we were not going
to
feed into it anymore and, like, give him the pleasure and stuff like that. And, Travis, we got to figure out how we're going to punish you right here. Do you have any suggestions of what we could do?
Oh, me?
Yeah. We're probably not going to do what you suggest, but do you have anything? Like, what do you think a fair punishment should be? What should we, do here on the Joe and Alex show to teach you a lesson? Hopefully teach other people, too, that it's not funny to, scare and, stalk and harass people.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I could just, like, I don't know. Obviously, I got to do something for Alex.
I think you have to do it for, like, Alex and everybody.
And everybody in the building. Maybe something humiliating. But I can't really think of what that is.
Okay.
At this time.
Well,
so.
There's inspiration. Let's talk to Natasha this morning on line one. Natasha, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Yeah. I think he had really good intentions. He just didn't think it through.
Mm-hmm.
Like how some men don't. They don't think things through, which causes them to get into the stuff that he's into now.
Then what do where do we go from here now, Natasha?
Like he really deserves some type of punishment.
Like what?
I don't know. I'm sitting here thinking myself as y'all was talking. I'm like, what could they do? But yeah, she was really terrified, and I've been in that situation.
What happened?
Jobs.
Yeah, what happened at your job? So Travis and other guys listening now can understand.
Well, I had a person who was infatuated with me. I worked part-time at Kohl's.
Okay.
And he was delivering me flowers. He kept coming in. He wouldn't leave me alone. Then he was waiting for me when I got off work, and I get off work at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, my gosh. No way. That is my biggest
fear. And it got to the point where there's a guy that worked in one of the shoe departments. He had to walk me to my car on a daily, and the police did get involved, and he got banned from the store.
Wow. Thank goodness nothing really bad happened to you. That's crazy.
No, it didn't. But thank God I had nice coworkers who walked me to my car. One person literally followed me so far to the interstate, and then he exited off, and I went home.
Well, that's nice. Well, then you agree then how serious it is. We've got to come up with some.
It is very serious.
Serious
come
punishment.
Up with something.
Yeah, all right, 317-239-1009. That's what we need. And Joe and Alex show on Twitter. What is the punishment? What do we do? Let's go to line number three this morning and talk to Gina on the Joe and Alex show. Gina, what do you think?
Well, I think since he committed such a childish act, I think he should go to, like, as a probation, go to some schools and talk to kids about making bad decisions and about and tell his story exactly what he did. And I think that would be good for him.
Someone says for his punishment, send him to a scary haunted house and leave him there for an hour. Someone else said,
should we send him to Joppa? Should we send him to Joppa?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
actually, I want to visit Joppa. Can I do that?
No, you can't want to be punished.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that. I'm totally terrified of Joppa.
Well, shut up, Travis.
All right, yeah,
okay,
talking.
Carly said bring Alex chicken nuggets every day for a month. Nicholas said put him in a dress and take him on a date.
I like that.
Molly said, write a sincere apology letter to Alex and management. I think that's still too easy.
I know. I'm surprised Ginger on the Joe and Alex show. What's up?
So he's definitely in the wrong. Mm-hmm. And my thing is I kind of feel bad for him a little bit because he got called out on air. But
what would you
maybe,
what should have happened then? Like, I mean, like, please don't make him the victim
of
this situation.
Yeah, because we have no idea who it was, so obviously we're talking about
it. He's by no way the victim. I'm just saying I feel bad for him because he got called out. I just happened to turn it on, and my daughter's like, what's going on, Mom? And I'm like, I don't even know. But anyways, maybe you should just make him feel the same way that he made you feel. I mean, that's the only equivalent solution.
Like an
eye for an
eye?
I don't know how you would feel about that. Yeah.
So
I mean, it was honestly, there's no way around it. It was wrong. It was definitely wrong. And he's obviously going to get in trouble by work as well. So
yeah.
Jen tweeted us. She says, how do you punish a dude that still lives with his parents and nine siblings?
Oh.
Is that not punishment enough hearing that?
Tiffany said make him wear a sign in his underwear outside saying what he did and make him walk around downtown, which would be great. We could send him to the circle.
That's pretty decent.
Yeah, we could
Travis!
Get... Travis! All right, well, we're not doing that then.
All right, not that. Donnie
producer
said...
Producer MYK.
Okay. Oh, I was about to say what Donnie said. Donnie said he needs to shave off one of his eyebrows, and Mercedes on our Facebook Live says he's cute.
Mercedes!
What up, Mercedes?
Wait, hold on. Maybe there's something we could do with that, and I don't know if it's everything, but that way it's kind of like a distinguishing mark, you know, when you recognize somebody. Right now, you're a good-looking guy, Travis. What if we, I have shavers and clippers at home, we shave on one side, like, half of his facial hair, then the other half is still there, then we do the other side, the other eyebrow, then on his hair, we buzz the other half, so it's like side to side to side, like a squiggly.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a distinctive mark. You'd be like, that's the guy.
Do you have chest hair, Travis?
Of course he
doesn't.
Yeah,
I do.
See.
All right.
Show the camera your chest pubes.
Because I'm thinking, what if we had somebody come in and wax it and just rip it right off?
You have like three chest hairs.
That's not enough.
It'd be a waste of wax.
It would be. That's not enough. That wouldn't work.
All right. Let's go through a few more. We need suggestions, please, because we've got to have a punishment. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this? Hello? Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. What should we do for punishment?
Grant Alex 3 wishes.
3 wishes? Like, what would you want, Alex, as a wish? Like, you're going to rub him like a genie?
Well, it's all up to Alex.
Like, but see, that's the thing.
She has 3 wishes.
The things I want, Travis couldn't even grant, because I'd want, like, a shopping spree at Keystone. That ain't going to happen.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Ashley.
Ashley, what do we do for punishment here for Travis, who we found out was the person that's been stalking and harassing Alex?
I honestly think that you should take him to, like, the busiest road and make him hold up a sign of shame.
What should that sign say without swear words on it? What should it say?
probably, like, stating on there in big black bold letters the reasons why people don't harass, and I would make him stand out there in, like, the most revealing lingerie.
How about someone, Brianna said give him a drag queen makeover. We give him a full wig, outfit, full face of makeup.
But we don't know what Travis does on the weekend. Maybe that's not a big deal.
That's true.
I mean, guyliner, there's all kinds
Stephanie
of stuff.
Stephanie says you just friend-zoned him. Isn't that enough? No, Stephanie, it isn't.
Ooh, that is true. Is this whole thing, too, because you like Alex, right?
No.
God, please, no.
You didn't have a thing for her? I heard you had a thing for her.
Who said that?
Everyone on Facebook right now thinks that's why you did this.
They think that this is the way that you were trying to get with her.
No, this is just a prank, man.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hey, Joe, it's Emily.
Emily, what do we do? What's the punishment?
Okay, so I think I got a really good idea. I actually met Travis the other day. I went and won a 4K TV from him, so thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Hey, no problem.
I think you should put him in a toga and get Alex a chariot and have him pull Alex around downtown.
I would like to be fed grapes. I've always wanted someone to fan me and feed me grapes.
Oh, yeah, girl, just like that, in a toga, definitely.
You want your stalker to feed you grapes.
Yes. Well, no. Now that you say that, that's more of a punishment for me.
That's what I'm saying.
Co-worker, maybe, but not stalker.
It went from pleasure to pain. Yeah, that's not right. Hey, thank you. Yeah, she's the only one defending you, and that's because she won like $1,000 or $2,000 TV from you.
Yeah, I think that
she's
we're
like,
gonna...
I like him. He's a good guy. He gave me a 4K TV.
I think you and I and producer MYK and Liv the Web Girl, who's main in our Facebook Live right now. Thank you, Liv. Radio Now 100.9.
Womaning the Facebook.
Sorry,
Live.
Womaning. I think we are gonna have to think about it and make it vicious.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Nicole.
Nicole, what do we do with Travis here in the situation? What's the punishment?
I feel like you guys, I like the waxing idea, but I think that you should wax his underarms and make him wear a tank top every day and also wax his legs.
Ooh, that's good.
On air and possibly, depending on how mad Alex is, make him get his pubes waxed.
I was thinking about that.
Oh, yes, wax
a ball
the
waxing.
Pubes. Hold on.
Are you waxing
balls? That would be hilarious. No. And what guy wants to walk around without underarm hair? That's hilarious.
Well,
people are going to be like, you're creepy.
I like to shave my armpits, but either way. Travis.
Yo.
Don't laugh at my creepiness. Do you have pubes?
Yes.
All
right. We could wax his butt. That would hurt.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, that's even better.
We could get a salon to come in, send their esthetician.
Yes. And make him get his butthole bleached too.
No.
So now he has to explain it every time.
Okay. No. Okay. Listen, here's the thing. Here's what I want to do. I want people that work with waxing and stuff like that,
contact us.
Contact us. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. You can DM us.
Yeah, if
on
your salon,
Instagram.
We'll get, you get a free shout out on the air. If your salon wants to come and wax Travis's undercarriage,
everything. You're going to wax his eyebrows, his pits, his his happy trail, his
chest.
I think
we can leave his eyebrows. We'll leave his face alone, but everything else is fair game.
But yeah, and like the butt hair.
Unless we come up with anything better. But for now, we like this idea. So yeah, joeandalexshow@gmail.com or Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. Contact us if your salon wants to be involved with waxing my stalker.
All right, Travis, make sure you're available tomorrow morning to be on the show, okay?
Okay.
All right. So
whatever's going to happen, the punishment is going to be at 8 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll do it at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay, because we have Freak Show Friday tomorrow, so we're going to keep that at 7:30. But 8 o'clock, we'll do Travis's punishment.
All right, cool. All right, Travis, we'll see you in about 24 hours from now, buddy.
All right, bye.
All right, cool, thanks. I want you to call in if you're a guy or a girl and you agree with this. And I want to also know, like, what were you wearing? Halloween costume hookups. Who did you hook up with? If you want to hook up on Halloween, a sexy costume might be your best bet. They're saying that if you actually wear something that's kind of unique, instead of just wearing like a sexy costume, but if you make your own thing, that makes you stand out more. And they're saying, according to a survey of people, I don't know their exact age, I assume younger, but they say, yeah, they're more attracted to somebody in that unique costume. If you just go this year as like, oh, I'm Sarah Huckabee or I'm Sean Spicer, like everybody's doing that. But if you do something like unique and creative, they kind of get turned on by that and they're more attracted to you. So I want to know if you agree with that, but also I want to hear from people at 317-239-1009. Who'd you hook up with at Halloween? Like, I don't care about the person's real name. Like, oh, I hooked up with MYK. No, I want to know who was MYK dressed up as. Like, who'd you hook up with?
Oh, I hooked up with Captain America.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You might have kissed Captain America. You haven't hooked up with anybody yet.
Right.
Who did you kiss? How about that, Alex? Let's start with you. Like, have you ever, like, I guess hooked up but really just kissed somebody? Like, do you know who you did?
I think there was an Inspector Gadget.
There's someone dressed up as a felon.
Go-Go Gadget.
No, he wasn't dressed up. He just was
he
a
was
felon.
A felon. Oh. He was a felon. What about you, Liv the Web Girl?
My ex-boyfriend was a homeless man, so I kissed him. And he was like heckling people all night sitting on
getting
a cardboard
money?
Box. No, not getting money. It was at our like his fraternity party, but it was just sitting on a box heckling people, throwing stuff at people,
that's
like
funny.
Acting like a homeless
Jeez.
Man all night.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Mallory,
who'd you hook up with at Halloween?
I am probably going to go out as a purple crayon or a fairy.
Right, but have you ever kissed or hooked up with somebody that was wearing a costume?
I'm going to have to say no, I haven't, because I've always been trick-or-treating with my family and my daughter.
That'd be weird if you hooked up with, like, your uncle or something, like if you were, like, the blue crayon and he was the yellow.
Hook up with another crayon.
No, I'm usually trick-or-treating with my family and taking
all right.
my... Well, little one out.
Hey, thank you for the call. Yeah, we're looking more for people actually that went and hooked up with somebody. I want to know, like, who'd you hook up with on Halloween? 317-239-1009. Good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who's this?
Juan.
Hey, what's up? Who'd you hook up with? Like, what costume? What character?
It was a female Beetlejuice.
So you got a booty? You got a booty call with Beetlejuice, huh? How was it?
It was pretty awkward at first, but it was pretty nice when I found out.
Did the makeup stay on? Did the makeup stay on the whole time?
Yes, sir.
I feel like if I was to wear makeup, I'd start sweating and get all hot and stuff.
Yeah, I'm
and
thinking
it'd be a
about
hot mess.
That's exactly what I was thinking of her makeup, like melty, being melty and stuff, like a female Joker. How like that would smear everywhere.
Oh gosh. Or like if some of the costumes, they got to be hard to do too. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show, you could tweet us too. We want to know for Halloween, who did you hook up with? You want to hook up with somebody on Halloween? They're saying have a unique costume. Don't do one that everybody else is going to do. That'll get you a better chance of hooking up. And we're kind of wanting to hear on the Joe and Alex Show, who did you hook up with? Did you hook up with like Wonder Woman? Or did any lady out there hook up with Shrek? Because that's something when I was single, I was Shrek. Nobody hooked up with me, but that could have been a good idea. You can call us at 317-239-1009 or tweet into Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Liv the Web Girl, anybody hooking up with someone?
Courtney said a guy that dressed up like Ronnie from Jersey Shore.
Oh, yeah. God.
And then Amanda said, one year my ex-fiance was a Kia hamster. He kept the mask on and everything.
God, that's got to be so hot, though, too, like the whole time. Let's go to Alice this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. Who'd you hook up with?
I hooked up with Jack Skeleton. And it was awesome.
What were you dressed as?
I wish Jack Skellington too, but he had the mask and I didn't have.
Oh my gosh.
I just had face paint. I had face paint, but I did not have face paint after. I want to know how they hooked up, because how do you hook up with somebody that has blue whatever she had on her and didn't have any makeup run or anything? That's ridiculous.
I'm just picturing two Jack Skellingtons getting it on, and it's so funny.
It was amazing.
did you continue a relationship after that, or was it like
a
one time
thing? We're together. We went as together. You know, it was just you asked if we hooked up. We're together.
I thought that you were going to be. You were going to say that you were the corpse bride.
No, I was. I was like a sexy Jack Skellington. I had like a tutu shirt, a tutu skirt with a corset top, and. Yeah.
That's great.
Awesome.
That's
dang,
great.
Well, congratulations. We appreciate it. 317-239-1009. David, who'd you hook up with at Halloween? David, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on, man? Who'd you hook up with?
Oh, I think we lost him.
I think he's hooking up with somebody right now.
I'll put David on hold. Maybe he wasn't listening on his phone. Sharon's on the Joe and Alex show. Who'd you hook up with at Halloween?
Hey, so he wasn't dressed up as anything, but I was dressed up as a bloody, gory, disgusting-looking zombie.
Ooh.
And like, so what happens that night? Because you have all that paint and that junk and stuff on. Like, do you peel it off, or are you just in the heat of the moment with the passion? You just...
you know what? I couldn't even tell you. We were at a pub crawl, so, I mean, there was a lot of drinks involved. And I don't recall anything, so he is now my husband, and so he tells me the story all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I guess that has a happy ending. Thank you for calling in this morning, Sharon. We appreciate it.
You know what would be, like, such a cute rom-com? Like, you go somewhere dressed as Ariel, and you're single, and then all of a sudden there's a random guy, and he's single, and he's dressed as Prince Eric, and then you get together. Like, something that goes together.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, you're peanut butter, he's jelly, and then you meet, and you fall in love. Like, I want that to happen. Someone make a Halloween rom-com, please.
I feel like Alex would be the first one. She's like, I'm buying the entire theater. If you got any other suggestions or just things that maybe you did or hooked up with, we'd love to hear about it. Tweet us, Joe and Alex Show. Oh, yeah. Up for grabs right now. Second row tickets to WWE Monday Night Raw at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. We're going to have a little bit of phone sex, Alex.
Oh, sorry. Phone sex.
But it ain't like that.
I forget that I'm supposed to do that voice.
I thought for a second it was going to be like that. You didn't say anything.
She's like, no, we're going to keep it really sexy today. All right, we got to get somebody to start this game off here, and you can keep on calling at 317-239-1009. Valerie, I got you locked in. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you understand how this game's going to work?
No.
Good. I'll explain it to you. Don't worry. You don't have to talk all sexy. You can if you want. But all you got to do, Valerie, is hopefully you hang on as long as possible. Correctly guess the next three callers, the sex of them. Are they going to be a man or a woman? You correctly do that three times, we keep you on and you win those second row tickets. If you don't, we hang up on you and move to the next person, okay?
Ah, okay.
I mean, you can try calling back and getting in again.
Yeah, keep calling because, you know, if someone misses or gets wrong, then we have to go to the next person to guess.
Is their sex like what they're born with or what they identify with?
Whatever they say they are.
Yeah, whatever they say. I mean, they could say I'm a chicken, I guess. And then if you don't guess, then you're wrong. Whatever they want to say on the phone, we will take.
I don't think a chicken's a sex.
Well, no. But
male,
I'm just kidding.
Female.
They have breasts.
Chicken. Ooh, they do have breasts.
I'm just kidding. But seriously, whatever they say on the phone is what we'll go with.
All right. Cock-a-doodle-doo to me. Sounds good. Valerie. The next person we pick up, is it going to be a man or a woman?
I think it's going to be a woman.
All right, let's go to the next line. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Samantha.
Oh, I'm sorry. You helped out Valerie, but you're a woman. We got to say goodbye.
Keep calling, though.
Bye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. All right, Valerie, so good so far. You're hanging in there.
One for one.
All right, the next number we pick up, the next line, man or woman?
I think it's going to be a woman again.
All right, let's see. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hello.
Hey, good morning. Who is this?
This is Taylor,
another lady.
Oh, Valerie.
I'm sorry for you, Taylor, but you're helping out Valerie. Oh, man. Valerie, you get one more right.
Oh, my gosh.
second row WWE tickets for
Oh my gosh,
Bone
my son
Six.
Will flip out.
Okay.
Don't tell him how mom won. If you win.
I don't know.
I had phone sex with the Joe and Alex show.
Your mom does what she has to do, okay? All right, Valerie, the next line that we pick up, is it going to be a man or is it going to be a woman?
Oh my gosh, I should go with my first instinct. I'm thinking man, but I'm gonna go woman again.
All right, let's see. Good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
Gina!
Oh my God! Gina,
Valerie.
I want to clarify. Sorry. Hold on, I want to clarify. Gina, you didn't win, but you helped Valerie win the tickets. Okay, so thank you.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Right.
Hey, tomorrow's front row though, so maybe
what?
You were meant to win those.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
But Valerie, oh my gosh!
I'm gonna cry.
No,
oh my God.
No, Valerie, please don't cry during phone sex. That's awkward for everybody.
Okay, I won't.
Okay, cool. Congratulations, Valerie.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
There you go. You're winning those second row tickets to WWE.
Oh my gosh, she's gonna flip out.
Monday Night Raw.
Thank you.
You're very welcome at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. It's going on this coming Monday, October 9th. By the way, Valerie, you're an example of what a winner should sound like.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You have no idea. My son, he's like a super fan. Oh, my gosh.
What's your son's name?
Ryan.
All right. How old is Ryan?
He is 8.
Yeah, stop trying to set me up.
No, I wasn't even thinking about that. They would have the same interest as your son, like SpongeBob. If you feel it's appropriate, we'll podcast this. You can check out the Joe and Alex show on Audio Boomer on our website.
Oh,
your son can hear your mom, you know, playing the game.
Yes.
There we go. All right, hang on the line, Valerie. Guy, we love you. You're the best. Hang on the line, and we will get you set up this morning with those second row WWE Monday Night Raw tickets at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Joe's need to know news, some serious stuff, some funny stuff today. Let's talk about the Las Vegas shooting and information that you may not have heard. Some other details we're finding out. And Alex will cover some more of this 200 garbage. But the shooter's girlfriend got back into the country. She's from the Philippines Tuesday night. And the FBI immediately met her at the airport. And they're hoping to get some answers to his motive. But it's not looking good. In a statement from her attorney, she said she never saw any indication that he'd do things like this. And that's the thing is that's interesting to me, guys, is that a lot of people are saying that. His brother's saying that. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, he had a lot of money. So you can't bring back all the people that have been killed, all the people that were injured, but at least, I don't, maybe it's just me and it doesn't make sense, but I would like to know why. It doesn't justify the means.
I think we
why.
Will eventually.
I hope so. So hopefully we can make sure this doesn't happen again. Other details coming out too, but like I said, it's still kind of early. We learned that he's been on anti-anxiety medication since June because of aggression. And employees at the Starbucks in his hometown of Mesquite, Nevada said he was verbally abusive to his girlfriend. His family also believes he surprised her with the trip. She went to the Philippines, so he wanted her not to get in the way of his plans. I hate reporting that because I know tons of people that are on anti-anxiety medication and they're not going to go shoot and kill people.
Yeah, that I don't
so,
really
like,
get.
So, I know, like, medicine can do weird things to you. It can make you feel sadder or happier. Like, that, you know, can alter your brain. But I don't know. I hope they're not going to push that, like, narrative. Like, that's necessarily why this happened, because I think there's plenty of totally normal, sane people that have an everyday life with families and kids that might be on anti-anxiety medication.
Yeah.
There's also a chance, though, too, Alex, and this is the part that really it scares me. Like, this, if this was planned out as much as they're saying, he initially planned it shooting different festivals, like doing it at a hotel where he was at. He was going to do it at the Life is Beautiful Festival the previous weekend in Vegas that featured Lord Chance the Rapper. And I just saw, I have to verify, but it was on TMZ, so usually they verify their stuff, is that there's also rumors that he booked rooms for Lollapalooza.
Oh my gosh.
Like, where we like took
we
all of our
listeners.
Yeah, we sent all of our listeners there on our big party bus. And
oh,
it's like,
oh my gosh.
So it's like, if it's true, it's just, it blows my mind that nobody knew about this, that like had any clue about this guy, if this is all true. And it turns out, too, that the casualties could have been worse. There was a huge tanker for jet fuel that was about 2,000 feet away, and that was only about 900 feet from the actual concert that was going on. If that thing would have went off when people were running away, I don't even want to think about what happened.
Way more fatalities.
Now, let's go to some positive stuff here, if there can be, and that's this GoFundMe for the survivors of the shooting and the victims' families. It just passed the $9 million mark in less than 2 days.
That's amazing.
$9 million. That's more than 73,000 people that have contributed to that. So I think that that's great stuff right there. And we're hearing more and more and more about heroes, not about the evil, but about the heroes and the people that helped out when all this happened. A new hero emerged yesterday at Mandalay Bay, a security guard. His name's Jesus.
No way.
Or Jesus, yeah. Jesus Campos found the shooter's room during the massacre. He was unarmed, but he drew fire away from the festival when the shooter shot at him through the door. He was shot in the leg. He got hit.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh.
But he was smart enough. He radioed his location, and that's how the police got there so quick.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy, and his name was Jesus.
Yeah, so that's absolutely incredible, and he helped afterwards. He helped evacuate people from other rooms nearby on that floor while he's bleeding out with his leg, and finally the police are like, dude, stop. You've got to get medical attention. So
wow.
What a hero that is. I know, Alex, you kind of knew somebody, or a friend knew somebody that was also like a medical person?
Yeah, my friend Rhonda, who listens to the show, her nephew was a nurse who was treating victims of the Las Vegas shooting, and he's from Indiana, Southern Indiana, I believe.
All right.
I stationed myself outside with a doctor and a few other nurses and the paramedics. We just started getting people off the back of the ambulances one by one, cutting off clothes, seeing where their wounds were, seeing how severe they were, and designating where they would go based on how bad their wounds were. The doctor was, you know, we'd evaluate their wounds, plug them up as best as we could. He would write with a permanent marker on their forehead, a letter that would designate, you know, you go here, right back to this emergency department, you go into the hallway, or you go to another area.
His name is Dean Harris, and he's a travel nurse, and so he was posted at the medical center in Las Vegas at the start of September.
You never want to see something like that's happened anywhere in the world ever at all, but in that moment, there's no place I would rather have been than there.
Wow.
In the center of it, helping as many people as I could.
That's just incredible. And, yep. and out of anything, I don't like to hear these stories, but I do like to hear the hero stories.
Of course.
And more of those coming out here. So that's good stuff. And I guess wrapping up, talk about like having a terrible coincidence as far as names. I just saw this story. A guy in Canada shares the same name as the Vegas shooter.
I saw that too. That would be terrible.
Terrible. And he got flooded with abusive messages on Instagram. This 53-year-old guy has an Instagram account, and on Saturday morning after everything happened, he woke up and people were just going after him. Now, some people were smart enough to realize like, oh,
yeah,
not the same guy, but right. Talk about just having like a terrible name in that situation. So that's Joe's Need to Know News this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show.